guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. I see you. Finish off, Coach Cole.
Coach Curl here, and welcome to the Today's Leader podcast, building tomorrow's best leaders today. Now, this is our final segment in the first group of episodes that we've come back with one, and this one was all about strategic planning and vision. So over the last four episodes, we've looked at things like vision, goals, and alignment to organizational objectives. Today, we're diving into the critical final topic, which is adapting your strategy in a changing environment. As we know, change is inevitable in business and leadership, whether it's new markets, whether it's unexpected disruptions, whether it's just evolving team dynamics. Leaders must stay agile. And in this episode, we're going to look at why adaptability is essential, and provide some practical tips to ensure that your strategy evolves with the times. So let's start with why is adaptability essential? So staying relevant is probably the most prominent thing. We want to stay relevant in the business world. So industry and customer needs change rapidly. We've seen this with the technology shift over the last 20 years. A rigid strategy becomes outdated very quickly. We've got to look at seizing opportunities, and that's why another reason why adaptability is so important. Being adaptable helps you spot and act on opportunities as they arise. It also helps us build resilience. That's number three. Leaders who can adapt quickly can navigate challenges more effectively. And that helps them keep their teams focused and motivated. And the last, number four, and it's not the last, there's many reasons why it's important, but the last one I'll talk about today is about fostering innovation. Adapting often sparks creativity as teams find new ways to solve problems and drive success. So in today's fast-paced world, adaptability isn't just a nice to have, it's a necessity in today's and for long-term business and leadership success. So let's look at how we do that. Firstly, we've got to monitor the environment. We've got to stay informed around what is happening, whether it's market trends, customer moves, industry changes. We've got to look at things like our industry reports, if there are any available. We've got to look at customer feedback. We've got to look at data analytics around, you know, what is happening with our websites, what is happening with our social media accounts. Number two is we've got to reevaluate our goals on a regular basis. So we can't set and forget in today's world. We've always got to be agile with our goal setting. We've got to periodically look at our goals. We've got to look at our objectives and see if they still align with what is happening in the environment around us. Number three, we have to involve our team. Adaption isn't a solo effort. It's not just for you to worry about and to focus on, because many times the best ideas are going to come from your team. So we've got to encourage the team in the discussions that we have to think about change, to think about positive outcomes, to think about why do we do things now and are they dumb and should we be changing them? We've got to experiment and test. That's another way that we can really start to build this adaptability, this agileness that we need. We need to not be afraid to make a mistake, not be afraid to try a new approach. We've got to start small, limit the mistake if it's going to happen, but we've got to start small, we've got to measure the results, and then we scale the project. And the final step is to communicate the shifts, right? So we want to keep our team informed about upcoming changes in strategy, changes in goals, changes in objectives. We want to clearly explain the why behind the adjustments so that we're continuing to build that trust and alignment with our teams. So when we think back in very recent history, consider how businesses adapted during the COVID-19 pandemic. We saw retail companies accelerate their e-commerce strategies. We saw coaches like myself adapt online coaching and webinars to maintain and continue to grow our business. By staying adaptable, we not only survived the disruption of COVID-19, but many also unlocked new revenue streams. So the lesson there is change doesn't need to be a threat. It doesn't need to be seen as a threat. With the right mindset and approach, it's actually a huge opportunity for growth. And that's why it's so important to follow the steps that we outlined before. So as a leader, your ability to adapt determines your team's ability to thrive in uncertain times. If you're fixed, it's likely your team are going to be fixed. We need to monitor changes, reevaluate goals, collaborate with our team to stay ahead. So this week, once again, follow the link in the show notes for the key points and worksheet. But identify one area where you can adjust your strategy to better align with the current environment. Is one of your goals a cookie cutter that you just maintain year after year? Maybe that needs to change. So once again, just check out the link in our show notes. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of the Today's Leader podcast. Remember, adaptability isn't about abandoning your vision. It's about refining it to match what is happening in the world around us. Next week, make sure you tune in because we start our new journey on team dynamics and collaboration. Now, if you found value in this episode, please share it with a fellow leader. Let's keep building tomorrow's best leaders today. Until next time, I'll see you next week. Bye for now.